So I wrote this poem for Taylor and Chris. You know, this is when we were still all in Cook Inlet. And we're all just together. We're buddies. And I wrote this poem for them, and it's called Brothers in Salmon. The start of their journey, captains boundless at sea, surrounded, antiquated, weathered men of the fleet. Tales shared and repented, these legends did charge, ripping salmon from nets, tides, swells, rolling large. Fishing boats, many decades, ever slowing with time, as their odyssey fades, to preserve and enshrine deep ancestral roots of historical kind. A mission falls on the young. Ancient souls recognize that a torch must be passed, gnarled hand to one soft, with vitality, energy, zest, and zeal which were sought. Within modern assembly of the youth of the fleet stands a girl with her father, timeless ocean's concrete. Frightened one, ever trying, womanhood at the cusp, climbing ladders courageous, seeking honor amongst. Outnumbered by those, testosterone enterprise, giving soul in her spirit, fight to not tyrannize. She composes within, ink and paper she sees, though it little and feeble, yields to immensity. Colossal depth of salt waters, lunar pull, clockwork tides. She discovers her brothers to confess and confide. Her brothers in salmon, sharing reflective light from father's antecedent, generations past sight. One boat named for a mother, a grandmother before, an homage to the women and the duty they wore. Therefore, kindness and friendship teach not with reprimand. The girl grows with each salmon that she holds in her hands, that will callous and gnarl as the veteran others, just as hands of grown men, those of her salmon brothers. A family that you choose, a gillnet society, and she will keep them in heart and in humanity. With confidence in a vessel she stands upon with her father, that could someday be hers, passed to his salmon daughter, to continue a living that some curse under breath. But it is primal and ancient. It is life. It is death. She will stand with her brothers in the life that they choose, her ink and her paper and her words to infuse with the substance of friendship upon waters demanding of an eternal epoch and the phantoms commanding. The ghosts of their fathers that will whisper and warn what is yet left to come of the oath they had sworn. But young sisters and brothers within salmon and salt will not waver in choice their own words to impart on future salmon siblings that will take on their torch, whose own hands will gnarl, their own souls left to scorch. And she will forgive the fathers that surrender this choice, her own nautical sentence, and consequently her voice. And if she falls in her passage, jumping bow to slick dock, inexperienced hands, bowline square, clove-hitch knots, brothers pick her back up with hands yet left to age, and they will place her on deck on her diamond plate stage. But in turn, so will she, if their own hands start shaking from boyhood adolescence, old timers in the making. So to brothers in salmon, I am eternally grateful, for you carry me forward when my feet are unable.